Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and each day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. So if you're new here, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about the spiritual fruit of gentleness. As the enemy occupation of the Netherlands increased, Anne Frank and her family bravely prepared and then moved to a secret hiding place to escape the danger. They hid there 2 years during World War II before being found and sent to concentration camps. Yet Anne, writing in what became her famous Diary of a Young Girl, said this, "In the long run, the sharpest weapon of all is a kind and gentle spirit." It's possible that you and I could think of the character trait of gentleness and equate it to weakness. We might consider gentleness to be the opposite of strength and power. Yet, as we serve God, sometimes our greatest strength reveals a heart of gentleness to those in need. Gentleness is the demonstration of strength and self-control. You know, life and its stress and pressure can tempt each of us to react with frustration and anger. It's so easy to fly off the handle and say things we really don't mean. We can project a false sense of strength by being brash and outspoken. But true strength keeps our spirit under control. Now, the world around us doesn't usually applaud gentleness. It seems to recognize those who speak loudly and forcibly in public and certainly on social media. But God honors gentleness. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 5, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Let your gentleness be known to all. The Lord is at hand." Very simply, the Apostle Paul writes that our gentle spirit should be evident to everyone. He goes on to say, "The Lord is at hand." Paul is saying, in light of the soon return of Christ, it is your gentleness that can serve as a witness of God's grace to others. So what does gentleness mean? Well, gentleness comes from the Greek word pros, which communicates the idea of power under control. It is the same word used to train a horse to obey words of a command or to answer to the reins of its rider. The animal is still just as powerful as it was before it was trained, but that power is now exerted at the right time and in the right way. Gentleness is not weakness. It is strength under control. You know, I remember a season in my life when pressures at work were so great it was affecting me emotionally. I was exhausted mentally, physically, and even spiritually. I had become reactive to those around me. I sometimes reacted in anger towards those I love. But in a time of prayer, I sensed God saying to me, "Lauren, pray and ask me for a gentle spirit." I began to make it my daily prayer, asking God to give me a gentle spirit. And I can honestly say that God has answered my prayer. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, Paul says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." The fruit of the Holy Spirit is the result of the Holy Spirit's presence in the life of a Christian. When we see a person whose life demonstrates these characteristics, we will know the Holy Spirit resides within them. Fruit is the outward expression of an inner nature. When you see an orange hanging on a tree, you can safely assume that's an orange tree. The reason you can identify the tree is because of its fruit. Jesus said the same thing about people. He said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 16, "By their fruit you will recognize them." When you see these 9 personality characteristics in someone, you will have evidence that they are Christ followers. Gentleness involves humility and gratitude towards God. It is a polite, restrained behavior towards others. Now, generosity does not mean that we are a floor mat for others to walk on. Being gentle does not mean that we have to allow ourselves to be abused and hurt. We may need to make changes in our lives to protect ourselves. But gentleness comes into play when we consider our responses to others. We let Christ's love flow through us, even to those who don't deserve it. We can do this because we recognize we don't deserve it either. And here's today's challenge. Join me in praying that God would give us a gentle spirit. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If you're enjoying this podcast, you can help us spread the word and find new listeners by leaving a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. This small step only takes a moment and really helps us grow the listening audience. So let me thank you in advance. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.